gin or booze, alcohol.
Did you ever call it moonshine?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, moonshine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about names for like a hot dish? Maybe that has meat and rice and different types of things in it.
Well, I don't think we use the term casserole too much. I don't think that such dishes were as popular as they are now. It was mostly your meat and your potatoes separate type thing.
Okay.
But we did have some that were mixed with the pastas or with the rice, things of that sort.
Do you have any special names or terms that you would call those?
Oh, I don't know particularly. Mother made what she called a goulash that was very good.
Goulash, okay.
But that's, of course, that was a good dish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about if you take something and you grill it, maybe outside or?
A barbecue.
Okay. And would you call that anything else, or just?
Probably not, and I don't remember ever barbecuing anything except over a bonfire.
Okay. Okay, how about, not tea, but?
Coffee.
Okay.
Coffee.
Did you have different types of what they would call coffee cakes?
Yes, I know what you mean, coffee cakes. I don't know that they were particularly called that, but it was just cake that you probably would use when you drank coffee. It was more of a tea cake, maybe.
A tea cake?
My mother might refer to it more as a tea cake than a coffee cake.
Okay. Was there any other name she might have called a cake like that?
No, I don't think so. Probably just a cake or... trying to think. No, I don't think so. Probably cake or cookies. Probably.
Okay, what would you call when you have apples and they're all smashed up and?
Sauce, applesauce. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a red vegetable?
Beets. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Would you make a distinction between little ones and big ones? Are they just all?
No, they would be tomatoes.
Just all tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Okay. How about things on a?
In fact, I don't think I ever saw one of those little ones
until
much later.
Okay. So they didn't even have those.
I don't think so.
Okay. How about things on a ranch or a farm?
You mean equipment?
Yeah, equipment. Yeah, we can start with equipment.
Oh, let's see, we had rakes and harrows and plows.
Can you tell me what a harrow is?
Well, a harrow is a machine with sort of curved teeth, a lot of them on a frame, and it's pulled along the ground with the teeth, so it cuts grass up. Loosens it up.
So
it breaks it up.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. That's all.
Okay, how about different types of fences around? Were there different types of fences?
Oh, yes. Yes, there was a regular fence that was more of a net type thing, and there was then, of course, barbed wire fences that were used a lot in connection, the two of them maybe even together, not always separate. And there were also, we had some pole fences. They had, on one part of our farm, there was a snake fence, they called it, and that was where you would take logs and cross them over one another so that they held that way. Rather than being straight up and down, they were long ways, and then cross